As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
How do we think about all this, what we're going through? I try to get people thinking about kids in school, whether it's a 5-year-old kindergartner or a 10-year-old fourth grader or something who's there, and a girl or a boy. They can't get a shot. They can't get vaccinated under the current rules. So they have to mask up, which they will generally in schools. But we need to remember that they depend on all the rest of us to do all that we can to reduce the spread of this virus so that it doesn't get to them in their school and mess up their education. We know how important it is for them to be in school. And again, they can't get vaccinated, but we can. We can protect them. We can mask, which we need to do because this Delta variant is so infectious. I hate it, I have to tell you, sitting in more meetings and putting masks back on, you know, when you're next to somebody. But that's what we got to do. And hopefully we'll be able to shut this down and not have a long, harrowing fall, but have a short period of challenge that we can get through.
And the mask mandate will be in effect until September 30th. If we hit and go back to the blue level, it rescinds automatically. Do I have those details correct?
Yeah, I think it takes, we know, I expect it'll be at least through September, and it's really just going to depend upon those indicators. And the health officials they've wanted to give some indication of what we're looking at, but in the end, it's going to be our local health officials who are going to say, are we ready to go forward with it or not? And we'll be talking with them regularly about that.
Just like we've done, it seems like, for, 15, 18 months or so. How encouraged are your health officials and the group that you meet with, and obviously you're part of that, with Indiana University not requiring vaccinations or mandatory vaccinations, but hoping everybody has one? Is that legally that's good enough, but is that moving in the right direction, all things considered?
Well, I'm very, very pleased. I think we should all feel gratitude that institutions like IU and like IU Health have taken the steps they have to assure that the vast majority of their populations are going to be vaccinated. The steps that MCCSC has taken, the school corporation, to give major financial awards to those who get vaccinated, wellness benefit. They made the city, they did a lot more than we did, $1,000 for folks. We're even seeing private employers move that direction, recognizing that vaccines are really going to help us get out there. They're worried about, this fall. So, yes, that is a big, big deal and very helpful. And we just got to keep plugging away and chipping away at the threats that we face.
Mayor John Hamilton is our guest. He joins us every Tuesday just after 4:05. If you don't have a chance to catch our interviews, I do put them up a little bit later in the week so you can go back and hear about all the great things we're talking about. I saw the headline on the Herald Times this afternoon that says most large Bloomington employers not requiring vaccinations for workers. That's interesting because that's a business setting. From a city government setting, these are two different things, right? So we shouldn't cross the streams here on how these can work or should work, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a state law that stops me as a city from requiring vaccinations of my employees. There's a state law. That state law does not stop a private employer from making the decisions that they want to do for the best of their enterprises, like IU Health has done, or like I actually wish a lot of places would do. Of course, having exceptions and exemptions is needed for folks, but it really, we're seeing more healthcare systems, we're seeing long-term care facilities. We're seeing school systems and others that are looking at how to do this. So, for those who believe we want to give flexibility to the private sector to do this, that's good. But let's encourage them to take it on because they can really move the needle, large employers. So we're going to continue to encourage that. Remind people that it's the vaccine that gets us out of this pandemic and. In the meantime, we're all going to have to mask up and go through another fall that way, unfortunately, I'm concerned.
Well, and that is the concern, because the Delta variant is a variant because it keeps mutating, because it keeps being passed along, as I understand it. I'm not an epidemiologist. I don't play one on the radio. But at some point, we just keep looking at all these charts and all these empirical data that says, here are the people that are vaccinated, here are the people that are unvaccinated, and it's inversely proportional to who's in the hospitals. I don't know what else it takes to get people to figure it out, but I throw my hands up in the air, and we'll move on to different things, because we can lead them to drink. Can we make them drink? I don't know how that works, but I wish everybody would have. Like you said, moving the needle, yes, pun intended. Let's move that needle right into your arm.
Right,
let's
there
do that.
You go.
Let's do that one time, and then we're out and away. Both cases per 100,000 population and hospitalizations have more than tripled since before the Delta variant surge here in the state in Monroe County. So that's just the facts. Do with them what you need to do. Mayor John Hamilton is our guest. You were very busy at one of those local schools seeing the non-vaccinated, or, well, those not able to be vaccinated, I think is more important. Last Wednesday, you told me you were going to head to Fairview to help welcome in the class. Well, I don't know what class they are. Let's do it this way.
Too much math.
That's way too much math. Exactly. to start the 2021-2022 school year, you had a beautiful morning for it. Give us a recap.
It was gorgeous, and it was really fun to see the youngsters coming back. This is a tradition that's gone for several years now by the Commission on the Status of Black Males that wanted to kind of just emphasize education and the importance of the school year and making sure everybody feels welcome and excited and committed. And so, gosh, this year it was beautiful weather. I think there must have been 40 or 50 of us out there as the commission welcomes hangers-on like me to show up too. And we didn't get to high-five the kids this year, which some of the kids were disappointed. Some were relieved, I think, not having to do that. But, you know, the new buses dropped them off, and they're headed into school, and you know how important it is for them to get back into in-person classes. And it was really a nice reminder that a lot of what we do around here is to help make sure those kids have a bright future, and that was a good morning to wish them well.
Yeah, and they're some of your best listeners as well. You tell them to wear a mask all day, they do so, and they don't have any problems with it. So
they get used to it, and it's no problem. That's right.
They don't love it, but they do it, and there's a difference. And why? Because they want to be safe. They want to be with their friends. They want to have recess, art in the art room, library in the libraries, and that's what we're seeing.
I think one of my favorite moments was the kids were coming by, half a lot of them have these big backpacks.
Oh, sure.
And a burden through coming, and then there's a young guy who came through, and he was totally had nothing with him. And he seemed happy as a clam, kind of skipping along. And a couple of us comment like, "Wow, this guy's—he's just going solo, you know, or doesn't need it." And then, about 30 seconds later, he comes running back to the bus.
Forgot his backpack.
He forgot his backpack on the bus, but he did get it, so that was good.
Well, the excitement of getting in the building trumps that, so you can. But that's good. The bus was still there, and he could get back and get it. That is a pretty cool time to see the happy, happy faces. And now getting into a rhythm, we'll welcome our friends back at RBB tomorrow, Ivy Tech a week from tomorrow, Indiana University on the 23rd Monday. So we will be, 2 weeks from tomorrow, we will be all systems go, all fuel tanks emptied up and going on. So we'll be filled as a community. But before then, we've got plenty of stuff to do. Last week, because of the mask ordinance, there was going to be, I believe it was Wednesday afternoon, I was talking to Marty Hawk at the time it was going on. We had a city council meeting was going to be started at 3 o'clock, but you wanted to change it, or you being the city, wanted to change it to 4 o'clock in case a bunch of folks were going to show up at City Hall. You gave everybody an hour to go find a way to log in via Zoom to be safe rather than sorry. That meeting got cut a little short, and we wanted people to make sure they had their voices heard. So tell me what's happening tomorrow so everybody can be involved for the annexation meeting.
Yeah, that was this is the formal public hearing, which is required under state law for an annexation hearing, and it had been scheduled. You have to mail it out 60 days ahead, and so you never know exactly what the conditions will be. And then the city council hosts the meeting, and they were planning that meeting to be a hybrid meeting, in person and Zoom, and then, you know, the actual morning of the 4th last week was when the order came down about masking, and so the city council decided they were concerned about too many people in one room. It proved to not be more than, I think, about 50 people commented, so it wasn't actually a too big a crowd. But anyway, they dealt with that by changing it from an in-person meeting to a virtual meeting. And as you said, they started that meeting at 4, and actually by 7, a little after 7, I think there were no more public comments to be had. There was nobody else in line or with their hand up or anything else. So the council said, well, maybe somebody's going to want to talk at 8:30, but why don't we shift it to next week? So they recessed the hearing to give people a chance to comment. So tomorrow night on the 11th from 6 p.m. on, there will be a Zoom hearing to continue for those who didn't get a chance to speak before, who wanted to speak about annexation. I'll just note that we sent people, if they needed to the public library, where you could access the Zoom hearing on their computers, and we're actually going to have in City Hall atrium, if somebody has trouble logging on or doesn't have the equipment or wherewithal, they can come into City Hall and actually do the Zoom hearing right from City Hall if they prefer to. But that'll start at 6, I believe, and go, I think, for an hour or two as comments are needed, and then that kind of concludes the formal public hearing on annexation. We'll continue to get feedback and look at amendments and tweaking of the map, and then ultimately a vote by the City Council in mid to late September, probably.
Doors open at 5:30 to access those computers at City Hall, and as Mayor Hamilton mentioned, the City Council meeting at 6 p.m. And the reason we bring this up is there's been some people that will mention or have brought up that, well, I don't live in the city, I don't have any city representation in this. Well, if you do live in the county, this is a great time to address the council, get in line to make your voice heard. So providing the computers, providing the help, providing an extra day, we're trying to get everybody's voices heard in this. And I think the one misconception maybe that's floating around, Mayor Hamilton, is the council cannot expand the area, but they can reduce the area. Do I have that right?
That is correct. Under state law, I have to propose ordinances, and they can only reject them, accept them, or shrink them. They cannot say, well, we want to add this or that. So, you know, that's what the testimony is about, and people can give their views. And again, we had about 50 people, I think, last week who came in primarily against it, wishing that their area would not be included, or say, take that west side, but don't take the east side, or somebody else said, take the east side, but don't take the west side, or whatever. But that's the feedback that is welcome.
And again, tomorrow night, doors open at City Hall for the computer access. You're not going to have people in the chambers, correct? I don't want to confuse them here.
That's correct. City Council has decided to, and under the governor's order, this is appropriate to restrict it to online only, so Zoom. But just in case somebody can't get online, we wanted to make that possible in person. You'll have to wear a mask in the city hall, but we can set you up with an iPad or something if you need it.
All right. Mid-September will be the expected to vote on this, just so folks are clear with the timeline. Then we'll have other things that go on after that. But since we talk to Mayor Hamilton every Tuesday, we don't have to jump ahead and get everything. We don't need to cross the streams, as I like to say, or get folks confused on how everything else is going. Now, as we get closer and closer to having all of this population swell and people back to school and all of our facets, how are we doing around town besides the 7 line that's working? Oh, I know our garages are getting close. Are there any other big projects that are happening right now that we got to hurry up and finish before this population increase?
Well, I think the rebuilt, restored, it's not really restored, it's just replaced 4th Street Garage should open later this month. As far as I know, I haven't heard anything different, so that's a big deal for downtown, and we continue to be building and paving, and you know, while the sun shines and the weather's warm enough, we'll keep doing that infrastructure work. Next couple weeks, and we'll probably talk about budget, we'll be talking about next year's budget, and that goes into a lot of investments on what we want to see happening next year. But in the meantime, just please drive safely and carefully and watch for construction and students, both.
Absolutely. There'll be people everywhere, and that's what makes it great. But we also have to be safe as well. One topic we didn't get to discuss last week, but we wanted to make sure we mentioned this week, is the Black E. Brown Arts Festival has been rescheduled. So if people missed that announcement, we want to make sure they're up to date. When are we gonna have this moving forward?
So, yeah, if you want to mark on your calendar, we have actually moved the festival, Black E. Brown Festival, to September 18th, which is the same weekend and day as the Fiesta del Otoño, which is another fun parks event and community event. And so that's a good day. Please arrange good weather, if you could,
yes,
for that. And it could be a really fun day to be out and about Bloomington enjoying culture and music and arts. So, you know, I think that's 1 week. Is that 1 week before Lotus, maybe?
Yeah, it is. It is the weekend before, so that's going to be a huge September. We also have a home football game that day, I believe, with Cincinnati in town. Well, because that starts
definitely
in the morning.
Work on that weather, will you?
You got it. Because that'll be, what, starts at 10 a.m., or the Otoño Festival starts at 10 a.m., and Black E. Brown's at 2 p.m., and the Farmer's Market goes on during that. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. Where are we going to have this? It has to be at Switchyard Park, right?
Actually, Black E. Brown Festival is going to be at Bryan Park from 2
to
4.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I can't tell you. There's probably something else happening at Switchyard that we don't have on our list. But
originally scheduled at Switchyard. So it is moving to Bryan Park. All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So we don't want to do that. So we still have time then to get artists available into that, and they've got plenty of time to get in there.
They do. And yeah, please let us know if you're interested. You know, we'll do all the protocols we need to do to keep everybody safe, and this gives a little more time for local artists to sign up, to get involved.
And Bryan Park has plenty of space to move, to spread out.
40 acres.
There you
45,
go.
Something like that, I think, yeah.
And there's plenty of, plenty of sunshine, plenty of space to keep everybody safe. And you'd be surprised if you've not walked from Bryan Park to downtown. It's not as far as it feels like when you have to drive in traffic. It's just not.
That's true.
It's not. It's only about 10, 12 minutes to Kirkwood. So, people think, it's not far away. So get out there and enjoy it. What's going on at Lake Griffey? Did I see something about the water levels being lowered or higher? You're trying to get some things taken care of in there with the fishing pier. That's great. Be patient if you're out there and you see those things going on. And how are all your trails? You got trails all over the place.
We do. I mean, Griffey was part of the, as you said, the water was lowered and raised, I think, to deal with some of that new pier construction. And I gosh, there's something else. I'm sorry. It's
a big
mind,
trail and path that they're making sure that they can get to fixed up. So,
yeah, you know, and I'm really excited. One of our four major bicentennial paths that we committed to back in 2018 in our 200th year is a circumnavigating trail around Griffey to be able to walk all the way around that lake, and it's a beautiful walk, and it's going to be, we're working on that now, the design, and I think you'll actually even be able to walk across the dam, which will be really fun.
Awesome.
And a new view for lots of us. At least you shouldn't be out there now. Please don't get out there now. It's not safe, but it will be, that'll be true, and I'll tell you, we're working, too, on trying to make a new trail to connect Griffey down to the city, to the new hospital site. We're talking with people about that, so you can hear that. That would be a really neat way to have a new way to get to Griffey that would make it accessible to a lot more people.
So you're going to go Griffey to Lower Cascades in that way?
Well, that's a way you can go now. No,
okay.
But we're actually
a brand new trail. Okay,
we're talking about kind of out of the east end of Griffey to come down. Now we're working with IU. We got to deal with making sure all this can work. But I know IU Health is very interested in that, to go from their new parking lot up through IU past University Lake, if we can. And we got to work some of this out. But then
to
have
that
access
direction,
to Griffey
I got
that
you.
Way. So it would be a really beautiful new way to get to Griffey, and from the east side, it would feel, I think, it just make feel Griffey feel closer. As you said, you think it's a long way away. You think Bryant Park's a long. It's not. Griffey's not a long way from the city and the downtown areas, but it feels like it sometimes because of how you have to get to it. So we're working on kind of pulling it closer with some better connectivity.
It's not easy to ride your bike up and down those hills. And
down is easy.
Down is great. Hard. Yeah, that's right. So that's sometimes we have to encourage automobile traffic for sure. Yeah. Well, I thank you for your time as always, my friend. The millstone. They're busy. They've got. They're working hard here.
Milestone. They're out there. We'll keep up with it. You're watching them. I know. Maybe we do a live transmission from there sometime. I'll meet you over there.
I like it. Now I don't want you to run with those big scissors, though. You'll have to have somebody carry those.
I've been trained. That's one of the first thing a mayor gets is a class on scissors for cutting ribbons.
Do you put those in a quiver, or do they have a case like a guitar? Where do you store those?
I can't tell you.
Well,
I
figured that much.
Yeah. Come on. You knew that.
Awesome. Right. Well, thank you so much, my friend, and we'll do it again next Tuesday.
See ya. Have a good week.